My name is Burke Corbett, Barry's brother, older brother, actually, by 2.5 years. And the first comments I want to make have to do with a yellow dog and Jenny and Randy, not necessarily in that order, who I've learned are taking charge of the house on the hill over here. It gives me great satisfaction that that's the case, that the house stays on in the family, and that Paco goes back to his homestead. I also thank Jenny for all the effort she's put into putting this group together. I'm just going to share with you a few of the highs and lows. No, not the lows. The highs that I have shared with my brother over the years, and I'll be quite brief. In his rich, full life, he did experience lows of which we're aware and others we can't even comprehend. Permit me to touch on the highs from some of my experiences. One of those was our father's 65th birthday present from Barry, at which time Barry offered to guide his dad, then 65, to the top of the Grand Teton. And I don't know who suggested it, but someone among them said, why don't we ask Burke if he wants to come along? And so I joined the group, and I certainly paused before accepting, but then I thought, well, if my 65-year-old dad can do this, maybe coming off a desk at age 30, maybe I could do it. Well, I just barely did it, but I had a marvelous experience in the process. I was appalled at the pace that Barry set initially, keeping his dad in mind. It was one slow foot ahead of the other, and I thought, we're never going to get there. Funnily enough, we were the first to get to the hut with the saddle. And Barry did comment that we're going to go early the next morning because it's much better to have the to be sending rocks down below than to be receiving them from the group. So we were the first. It was a really grand opportunity that I won't go into more detail about to get close to Barry and our dad. Then there was the shingles affair, we called it. It was to be a family reunion in Jackson Hole country. Unfortunately, our mother chose to get shingles at that time and couldn't go, and she never forgave herself for missing that opportunity to see all of her grandchildren from both sides of the family together there on the Snake River and other environs. What does stick in my mind from that experience is that that was a time when Mike here and my son Blake, of the same age, got to try on the River Snake the kayaks of Barry and Jake. A memorable week, another memory had to do with a week kayaking on the San Juan River in Utah with Barry and a bunch of his friends, including his buddy Len, who I think is here today, my daughter Sam, Barry's daughter Jenny, and a assorted number of some outstanding kayak friends of Barry's. It was about a week long, as I recall, and it was interesting that every evening a campsite was chosen, and the group naturally migrated to Barry's tent, and all the social activity took place in and around that tent. I remember a road trip to Minnesota. I can't give you the specific year, quite a lot more recent, when Barry found that he was having a hard time keeping skin on his rear, and there was an outfit, and in particular a guy named Joe in Minnesota, who had a way of making cushions for wheelchairs that are excellent at overcoming some of those challenges. So he and I drove together to Minnesota, and Joe did his thing. And I learned since that Joe has moved to this area. Do I understand he's here?
There.
He is. Hi, Joe. And every now and then has managed to come along and tweak Barry's cushion and save his butt, literally. I'll try to briefly relate one other story. When we had finished a family reunion in Jackson Hole, this is another reunion at a time when I was 65, and asked my kids if they wanted to up the Grand, and they all said yes. And that experience occurred. We got together with Barry's family and had a marvelous reunion in Jackson Hole country. And that in itself was a very satisfying experience. But just as we were heading back to Barry's place, we got word that the yellow dog had gone missing. And we quickly got back to his place. Barry worked diligently to get a photograph, I think from Muffy, of a good one depicting the yellow dog. We put posters up all around this neighborhood and waited by the phone. And believe it or not, within 24 hours, the phone rang, and two women thought they had seen the yellow dog, who it turned out was hiding in the grass at the top of the Genesee Hill. The dog was smart enough to know that he had to go to a high point, and he just went to the wrong high point. Barry and I climbed in the van, and we went to the spot that these two women designated, where they had seen the yellow dog, and would you believe it? They were there too. They wanted to see the outcome of this rendezvous. And so I got out of the van, and I couldn't see anything up in the grass, but I called Paco by name, and all of a sudden two orange ears kind of came up out of the grass, but he did not come. He didn't recognize my voice. So I went back to the van. I said, Barry, you have to call it. So Barry called Paco, and he came leaping and bounding, and just about pushed the van over. And that was quite a reunion. Another good memory was our love-in with Barry and his family on the deck of the house on the hill last October. Just a marvelous experience. He did come to a tough overhang last summer. The doctors conferred, they diagnosed cancer, prescribed huge doses of chemo. Emails to family and a few close friends followed, each one concise, brutally frank, and loving. Yes, he would go for the chemo. Later, no. Why go through all that and come out the other end in a worse state than he was presently coping with? He decided to forego the chemo and tough it out with some in-home hospice care, surrounded by family and friends. He called his own shots right to the end. When having said goodbye to loved ones and friends, he decided 10 days before the end to stop cold turkey, all food and drink. He died December 18th in his own bed with family and a few close friends around him. Sometime during that difficult period, he wrote to the people he loved, I've had love overflowing, impassioned careers, a life of adventure, and everything I've ever wanted. Nothing missed, no regrets. After his death, and what I'm about to cite, I understand, I've heard, has been experienced in some measure by some of the others of you in this room. After his death, a parcel arrived at home for me. He had remembered my birthday. It happened to be the day he died. Knowing of my enthusiasm for boating and woodworking, he sent me, bear with me, he sent me this very elegant block plane, which I appreciate very much. With it was a succinct note. It said, over and out, tag, you're it, brother, love, Barry. Perhaps you'd lift your glasses. I wasn't smart enough to bring one here. Perhaps you lift your glasses with me in a toast to the memory of my extraordinarily widely loved and only brother, Barry.